Hello and welcome to episode 3 of Billy Schrader's Freshcast. This is kind of an interesting episode because it's actually one interview that we're going to break up into two parts and release as two separate things, this being the first part, and the second part will come out a little bit later on in the month, probably the 14th, 15th, somewhere around there. We did it just for time reasons to try to keep these things to around 15 to 20 minutes. So this one's going to be a little bit shorter. The second part's going to be just a little bit longer. In this episode, we're going to really talk a little bit about the nutrition, how we eat, what we do to kind of try to stay healthy. And then in the second part, well, I'll explain at the end what that's all about. Before we get going into this, I want to mention a business that is trying to grow, and we're trying to help them do that, and vice versa. They're trying to help us grow, and that's Ready, Set, Dance DJ Services. The reason I'm mentioning this, folks, is because we're really only a couple months away from the start of wedding season, so maybe you're planning a wedding or know someone who is, and I would highly recommend this business. Not only are they an all-inclusive DJ service with literally millions of songs and an outstanding light setup, a professional-grade sound system, all that stuff, but they also offer now live web streaming of your reception, so maybe there's some people that can't make it, that kind of thing, but they can watch and see what's going on. And also, Ben, who runs a business, is actually an ordained non-denominational minister, so he can actually perform your ceremony too. So really, he could do the ceremony, do the music for that, and do the reception afterwards, and people from anywhere in the world could watch it if you want that. If you are planning a wedding or know someone who is, check out their website. It's www.rsddjservices.com. And here you can kind of see their price list, what they're all about, all the features that they offer, and all the contact information for them. I would highly recommend checking them out. All right, that's all I got to say, so let's get into this thing. Welcome to episode number 3 of the Billy Schrader Freshcast. I'm Bjorn, and I'm here with the man himself, Billy Schrader. The first couple episodes, we talked to you about, well, what bodybuilding is and fitness is, and then Bill kind of gave us a look into who he is and kind of his journey. And now this episode, we're going to go in a little bit different direction, but before I get too carried away, I'm going to give Bill a chance to say his welcome.
Hey, how's everybody doing? Thanks for taking the time out of your day to listen to this.
In this episode today, we're going to be talking about what is, in my opinion, the most important aspect of any fitness regimen or just life in general, and that's proper nutrition.
Yeah, when it comes to nutrition, it works for anybody in general. It doesn't even have to be somebody doing a fitness plan. Most times, the biggest question I get a lot of the times is, what kind of supplements should I take? And I always kind of redirect people back to, well, what's your diet like? What do you eat? Well, most people say, well, it's pretty good. And 9 times out of 10, when you actually start finding out what you're eating, it's not pretty good. And I was just the same as everybody else. I had no clue. I was the gym rat going in there for hours at a time and eating pretty much whatever, eating garbage, not eating at the right times, and really not maximizing my training time.
Well, that's a fact of the matter. Nutrition is essential. Honestly, I firmly believe that you could probably not lift a weight or do any type of exercise, period, aside from normal everyday activity. And if you had a good, clean diet, you'd probably be pretty healthy. And I say that because I actually know a lot of people that do that, and it seems to work for them. But if you want to maximize your gains in the weight room or on the field of competition, wherever you are, why not optimize your nutrition?
Yeah, and the biggest component for nutrition with me that I've found that affects me on a daily basis is hydration. And most people do not drink enough water. Most people who even drink a lot of water think they do, and really, in all actuality, don't drink enough.
And the key there is water, not sports drinks, not coffee, not whatever else, straight up H2O, water.
Yeah, I mean, it's the essential component for your body. It's what your body functions off of. It's what helps your everything function. When your brain's firing, it's conductive for everything. And I think back to in high school when I played hockey, and a lot of times I'd have an off game, you know, or you'd start out a game and you were like, wow, you know, gosh, I wasn't quite there today. And back then I just chalked it up to I just wasn't feeling it. I look back on it now and I realize 9 times out of 10, I was probably 1, dehydrated, and 2, I had ate crap, garbage, and I fueled my body horribly. And that's one thing I wish that coaches in high school athletics would talk more to kids about. And I know you talk more to your athletes about that stuff.
Well, and hydration is so essential for everything. And the hard part with it is, like, you obviously have to drink fluids during competition. That makes sense. When you're working out, you better have a bottle of water. But it's really about what you do before and after that workout that are really important. Making sure that if you're going to be working out at 4 o'clock, that you are sipping water all day and you are properly hydrated. If your hands, your skin are feeling dry, you're starting to get cracked cuticles, guess what, dummy? You haven't had enough water. It's that simple. Your workouts will suck because of dehydration.
Yeah, and you look at a lot of bodybuilders and everybody looks at the meathead, you know, that carries around the jug of water. And it's something that I started doing with weight training at first because I seen a lot of guys do it, and then it just became something that was way more convenient for me, because when I'm filling up a bottle of water to drink enough, I'm constantly filling a bottle of water. So for me to actually carry around a jug, it makes me drink more water. And a lot of people, like I said, just don't drink enough throughout the day, mainly because it's a pain. It's a pain to be going to the bathroom that much.
It is. And I think in the future here, we can probably do an episode just on hydration and how to optimize that, and we probably will. But the bottom line with it is, make sure you're drinking plenty of water. Not pop, not coffee, not beer, whatever. Still drink those things if you want, but just straight up water. And what I'll tell you is, 8 glasses a day is kind of the norm if you're a 170-pound, 80-year-old man.
Yeah, exactly. If you're training hard and really putting in everything you've got, I'm talking 1.5 to 2 gallons a day, easy.
Easy, like nothing. But get into actual nutrition and talking about what to eat, I guess we got to kind of preface it with saying, number one, neither of us are nutritionists or dietitians, and neither of us eat optimally all the time. But what I can say for myself is when I do eat better, I feel better and perform better, not just in the weight room, but also just in everyday life.
Yeah, and that's the biggest part of it I've found, is not only is it a weight room thing, that is a huge part of it, but it's what got me started to eating better. But now that I do, I notice how much better my mind functions. And now that I'm going back to school, if I don't eat enough or if I don't eat the right stuff, I go into class and I'm groggy, I'm foggy, things just aren't clicking for me, and it affects so much of your day that most Americans and people in general just do not understand. Like, they don't understand that that's what's making them feel the way they are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think the big thing here is you need to kind of experiment and figure out what foods work for you and what foods don't. For myself, For years, I was like, well, dairy's just fine for me. I have no issues with it. Well, then a lot of different issues, like sinus issues, gassiness issues, all that stuff. I'm like, you know, maybe I'll just try cutting dairy out and just see what it's like. Lo and behold, like a week into it, I'm like, boy, the machine seems to be running a lot better, and I generally feel better. And then I add dairy to the equation every now and then, and it's kind of that crappy feeling. And that's kind of my thing for nutrition overall. I kind of eat based on how I feel from stuff, not how I feel immediately. Because obviously, if you sit down and pound a Big Mac, yeah, you're going to feel kind of awesome because it did taste delicious.
Oh, yeah.
But 15 minutes later, what are you going to feel like? 2 hours later, what are you going to feel like the next day? what are you going to feel like?
Yep. And along the dairy line, that's something that I've found I have issue with. And I'll say, when I grew up, all throughout school, my morning routine was a bowl of cereal before school. And it was like, okay, I had my big sugary bowl of gluten, essentially, and I topped it off with a whole pile of milk, and I would guzzle that milk. And I couldn't understand and never put the two together that when I would always get to school, my guts always killed me. I always had that gassy feeling. I'd sit through the first couple hours of school holding in freaking farting the whole time. And it never clicked with me. And the older I've got, the more I've understood, like, for me, ice cream is a death sentence for me. My guts roll. And I wouldn't say I'm full-blown lactose intolerant, but I'm definitely very sensitive to lactose.
All right, so that's the end of the first part of that interview. In part two of this interview, like I said at the start of it, it's going to be in a couple of weeks when we release it. We're going to talk a little bit more specifically about macronutrients, the fats, the proteins, the carbs, and see how that can maybe help you in your fitness endeavor. Until then, get out there and do something, folks.
This has been a production of the North Star Network.